hate this part of the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to episode 65 of Steak and Eggs. I'm Emmy, and I'm here with Asmin Atekyi, and we're here for another day of just chatting about what's been going on and having a good time. So what have you guys been up to this week?
What the fuck are you talking about that? What about you? You moved.
Yeah, I moved.
You know how depressed I was?
It's nice, huh?
I went to Miz's house yesterday. You weren't there, man.
Nope.
Man, that's so crazy. So what's it like?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Well, my room's huge, so that's nice.
It is a really nice room.
I have all my shit in there. My rabbits, my cat, they all hang out in there.
How long do you think it's going to take you to fill it up with stupid shit like you did the last one?
Oh, man. Well, I already started. I bought a $700, 40-pound Hatsune Miku plush.
Okay, let me correct that. It's actually $1,000.
No, they gave me a discount.
And she haggled it. So
Is that the Instagram post?
Oh, you saw that? Yeah.
Oh my fucking God.
It's 40 pounds, bro.
Imagine a millionaire haggling poor business people just trying to sell products to survive.
So she posted it. She tried to get
okay,
a discount
well, I looked
by
it
posting
up,
an it, Instagram story
they,
about it.
They were upcharging it. So I simply did what I must.
And they said it was fine.
Okay.
They said it was fine. They wanted a shout out. I gave them a shout out and they said...
I feel like they only said it was fine because you were making them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Wow, you're paying them an exposure. I can't believe this.
Wow.
Yeah,
no, uh-huh. I went up there. I was like, hey, guys, I'm an influencer. Shout out. Give me free stuff. No, that's not what happened. Where's my free shit?
Dude,
no.
I hate telling people. I hate explaining my job.
They knew who I was and they were chill. We talked for a long time.
It's clouded. But regardless, when somebody comes up to me like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, oh, God, here we go. How do I say this without sounding gay as fuck? I'm an internet... D-list celebrity.
I'm an online broadcaster. I do broadcasting.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I do broadcasting. And it's like if they ask more details, I just say I make videos and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I play games and make videos.
Yeah. But, so the problem is that I can't have people thinking that I'm poor, right? So I have to let them know I have some level of success. Because when you say, oh, I play video games for a living. Oh, okay, this guy's unemployed. Oh, I can't stand it, Emmy. It's so
bad.
Well,
there's something like for girls too. Is like when I think about like telling people that I'm a streamer or a content creator.
What do they think?
I'm like, are they gonna think I'm like a fucking porn star or something?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why I say I play games.
So the thing is with you is like you're a girl. You get judged for your appearance majority of the time. Us men, we get judged by how successful we are. So nobody ever
talks about my appearance. That's true.
Yeah.
No, I mean it's for. Looks and success for both, but yeah, more looks for girls, more success for guys.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's the thing. Here's why I say that's cap. So when you show a photo of your girlfriend to your parents, they're going to say, oh my God, she's so pretty, or mm-hmm. you can do better.
Right.
When you show a photo of a guy to your parents, your boyfriend, they're going to say, what does he do?
That's a good point. That's a good one. I like that. That sounds good.
Immediately. So that's why I can't have people think that I'm fucking poor.
So did you go to the convention or was it just Emmy that went there?
I went there Friday.
I went there Saturday.
Yeah. How was it?
It was nice. It was crazy. It's the only con I've been to where I didn't walk by anyone who smelled bad. I was impressed.
It was pretty packed too.
I loved it. I mean, it was like, first of all, let me get this out of the way. I love black people. And that con was...
Oh, great. You know what?
Why can't I say it? Because it's the damn truth.
Wow.
Dude, black fans just hit different.
Uh-huh.
They are so excited. They're not like these fucking whiteys who are sitting there like, oh,
we can
well.
Say that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, I kind of like you. Uh-huh. I go be like, dude, holy fuck, I've been watching you, man. And I'm like, yes.
I did notice an interesting trend that the people at DreamCon compared to like Anime Expo or like other cons, the people at DreamCon were a lot better at just holding conversations.
Oh, yeah.
I actually had conversations with like probably like 30 people.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many times did you get recognized? I counted.
You counted?
Yep. In an hour and 40 minutes, I got recognized 49 times.
Holy shit.
You're such a loser, man. Okay, Why do you count?
Because I was having a competition with my friends. I went with two of my friends and Jimmy said, I wonder who's the most clouded. And I said, let's find out.
Well, you're taller, so it's not fair. But
yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, they go, oh, there's Baldy over there.
So walking through the con normally, I would get stopped about every like 5 seconds or so. But then after I had the big Miku, people were just like, holy shit, it's Miku. Nobody was like, people only looked at that. So Miku's like
So Miku humbled you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Outclouded by a plushie.
Yeah.
That's bad.
I mean, it's fucking sick though. It goes up to like here.
Oh, I actually bought you a couple presents.
You did?
I forgot to give them to you. Yeah, I got you a Kirby keychain and then a Kirby magnet. I bought presents for everybody. I got a present for you too.
Oh no.
What'd you get him?
I got you a little Sigmar of Katarina magnet.
Thanks.
Yeah, I gotta get that for you.
Yeah.
That's from Dark Souls 1. Here I sit in quite a pickle.
The Onion Knight. The fat guy.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I love him. He's so cute. And then I got, I got every single 8-bit Mario character. I found Sans and Papyrus. I got them too. And then I think I got some hentai bullshit. That shit was dope.
Nice.
Yeah, straight pornography. Oh, and then good I bought $1,100 of Pokemon cards. Guess how many packs that was?
$1,100. I think that was 200 packs.
Two packs.
How much is in each one?
13 cards.
Wait, two packs?
Wait,
not two boxes?
Two packs. It was $750 for one pack.
Okay, why?
It's the first edition OG ones.
Holy shit.
Okay, did you get a Charizard?
I haven't opened them yet.
Oh, okay. Yep,
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the right time.
It's actually the most expensive, 5 minutes of content ever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, so there's a really funny thing that I just learned about today is that you can take those booster packs and put them in a machine that will x-ray them and it will... So this is the thing, right? And it even showed how it works. So that way, if you're selling vintage cards, you never actually sell any vintage cards that could have any valuable items in them.
Ooh.
So you could very easily... Because you said they were $750, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. So if you were the kind of
broken
person... Yeah, if you were the kind of person that was selling these cards, I think I would probably use one of those x-ray machines, right? So you're probably going to get maybe a Venusaur. Wouldn't that be great for you to get maybe a Magnetite, maybe a Machamp? Oh, wow.
When I get my Charizard, yeah. I'll tag you in it.
We'll have to find out.
It's not
going to
be holographic, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's
Yeah, we'll see.
That's fucked.
Yeah, what else have you been doing this week, Asmund?
Let me think.
Oh, wait, I actually just saw something. It was a LSF thread about you and Hassan and something about lollies.
Oh, right, of course.
So do you fuck kids or what?
No, I said this is the thing. I don't even know where this came from.
Okay,
it's
I'm ready.
People were getting mad about Chris, Chris from Mr. Beast.
Yep.
And it's lollies don't even have anything to do with it. People aren't mad at him for liking lollies. People are mad at him for talking to kids.
100%.
Right, that's it. And so, yeah, I don't even know how that started, honestly.
Wait, so what is he saying?
I don't even know.
What happened?
There's just some LSF that right now being something about hypocrisy, Hassan, and lollies. I haven't really seen it, to be honest.
So basically what happened was Hassan said that I was being hypocritical because I was shitting on Chris because Chris liked lollies. And I watched a VTuber that apparently posted lolly content on their Twitter, which I don't know. I didn't follow the Twitter. And so
many such cases.
There are. But whenever the accusation, I didn't even check. I just assumed it to be true. I was like, yeah, maybe this is true.
Dude,
I don't
know. Drives me crazy when people are like, you follow this person who does this thing. It's like, I don't fucking keep track
just
of what everyone does.
Just because I watch somebody's video does not mean that I approve of everything they say or everything that they do. And also, people are not mad at Chris for liking lollies. They're mad at him for talking to kids in real life.
Yep.
That's the real thing. I just got done watching a 53-minute video of Mr. Beast. Have you guys kept up with any of that drama?
All of it.
Really?
For me, just surface level, I would say.
Oh my fucking God.
I'm deep in the trenches.
This is really something special. Illegal giveaways, these lotteries, telling kids that you're gonna,
Is Mr. Beast getting canceled?
Mr. Beast is the perfect amalgamation of Willy Wonka, Jigsaw, and...
Jesus Christ.
Squid Games.
Oh, your Squid Games,
And Jesus, because he helps people see. Very good point, you're right. And so, yes. And now, I guess, people are really mad about Mr. Beast. They think he's a fucking scammer. He fakes his videos and everything.
That one really broke my heart.
Did he fake his videos?
Yep, because I believed. I really, really, really believed.
Well, but to what extent are they fake?
Okay, so for example.
Just reality TV
There
show.
Was this contestant that lost $1 million challenge by attempting to do a Squid Game cookie. So they invited them back 2, 3, 4 times, okay? On the fourth time, he eventually won. It was very special when... Everybody thought it was a random subscriber that flew out.
It
was actually a paid employee that came out.
It's convenient.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, so that was really fucking lame. As well as there was another example of this 10-minute real-time escape room that this guy, if he escaped in 10 minutes, he'd win $1 million. And the whole thing was fucking faked. At the very bottom, the water didn't come out properly. There were just many rigged parts. He even lost at a certain part. They just didn't fucking count it. And apparently anything that's close to the wire for Mr. Beast video is pretty much always fake, which is it's a bummer. I'm really hoping dude, can you imagine
Mr. That's not a shocker to me. I don't know.
It is to me.
Because you have to like make it. It's like it is reality TV.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's like I still believe in professional wrestling.
That's the thing.
Yes.
Right?
I believed in Mr. Beast. I mean, I'll be real. I'm still gonna watch his next video. I'm gonna be real.
I'm gonna watch the next one for sure.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I mean, just because some elements are like, you know, changed or like exaggerated for like the entertainment doesn't mean it's like completely fake.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that's pretty lame is he also, there was like male and females competing against each other, like team male versus team female. And the team female got like absolutely fucking clapped, but he didn't think it would be good for like PR. So like he made it look like the women didn't get as clapped as they did because I don't know. Sexism isn't bad, but in my opinion, it's like, yo, if the men are beating the women, just let them do it.
That's just the way it is.
That's a crazy clip.
Yeah, it is.
That's a crazy clip. Don't clip that.
I think what Mr. Beast needs to do is, do you think he can come back from this?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that he needs to start killing people on videos.
I think so too.
I think
what
so.
The fuck?
I think that we need to do, because here's the thing, right? Is like, you want to say the videos are fake? I'll show you fucking fake. And then what you do is you remake the Roman Colosseum and you have gladiator fights and people can like or dislike if somebody dies or not.
Yep.
You recreate Guantanamo Bay and the person who stays there the longest gets $1 million.
Yep.
I can keep going.
Did you see the part where it was the Mr. Beast guys, where there was like an old dude and kind of a middle-aged guy, and it was in the video where like, what age is the most superior? And one guy was like 44 and the other one was like 56.
No.
I haven't seen this one.
I don't ever. I've actually never watched a Mr. Beast video.
I've only watched like maybe 5 Mr. Beast videos.
Well, apparently that beef was also fake as well. I watch every single Mr. Beast video. I'll be real. I've been watching him since.
He's a real fan.
I am. But dude, I used to watch him.
This must be really hard for you.
It's been a very hard week.
I mean, I think he's great. Just like observing.
Yeah. I just, you know, it's been a really hard week. I haven't been able to stream because it's just really catching up to me. I even watched the Mr. Beast video earlier and I ended streaming because it was too much to handle.
Bad, man.
Yeah, it is. I
damn,
mean,
that's fucked up.
I've been watching him read every single word in the dictionary, count a million pennies, you know? I found out some more.
You got to go back to the comfort videos?
Yeah, I need to.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, Ava's gone, so that's probably good. But poor Chandler.
I don't know what the fuck is going on behind the scenes over there. Seems like some real crazy shit though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like every day, like I've thought about like covering everything, but then it's like, wait a minute, there's a new 500,000 fucking word leak about this. And it's like, oh good. Now I can't do it again.
It's kind of exhausting. I'm not going to lie.
Oh yeah.
Like the world is exploding. So let's just make a prediction here. August.
Yeah.
Who's the next pedophile?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out.
All right.
It's crazy, actually.
I'm
going to
just guess.
Okay.
Let's just say Shaq. It's going to be Shaq.
Maybe Shadman.
No way.
Shadman, well. Yeah. No, because look, I haven't seen any of these people.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I never saw Drake coming. I never saw Dr. Disrespect coming. I never saw, you know, any of this other bullshit coming.
Yeah.
I mean, who would ever expect Shaq or LeBron James? Who knows, man? Or the Pope. It's going to be one of those three.
Well, a lot of people would expect that.
Oh, okay.
you know, considering the situation previously.
But somebody's got to be August, man. There's been a pedophile outing every single month for the past 6 months.
Jesus Christ.
Can I keep up the streak?
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, we can't break it now, guys.
It's been nuts. People have been going crazy about that shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. Like, and especially like some of it is like really weird shit too.
Wait.
What?
He is truly Mr. Beast is getting canceled. He is truly the antichrist we all knew. Feastables is terrible chocolate. That's just not true. And I want to go on record saying that's not true.
How much?
Feastables
is he paying you?
$0. Feastables is actually really fucking good.
I like
it. It
tastes like Hershey's. Well, I like Hershey's, but...
No, but it's better than Hershey's. Hershey's is made with like acid from your vomit, from what I've heard.
Who cares?
Yeah, that's true. I think Hershey's is dog shit. I think Feastables is very good, especially the rice part. That is so good. Tecton, you have said on this podcast that you hate it. That was the
That's crazy because I thought I remembered him saying it was dog shit too, except for the Rice Krispie one.
Yeah.
And I agreed. And this was like a long time ago. Now he's saying he liked it. And I was like, am I crazy?
About to blow your mind. As a real Mr. Beast fan, you would understand that the original Feastables was a bad recipe. About 8 months after launch, he changed the recipe and now it's actually
interesting.
Good.
Interesting.
Yes, I swapped because I originally said it was fucking terrible. I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a man in the process of change, just like the Feastables recipe. That's very good. It's the same thing with people saying, I am not a Shadman defender. I want to make that perfectly clear.
But
they said he only made pedophile content.
Oh, God.
That is simply not true.
Yeah.
Because there's one comic of these two.
I didn't even know who the guy was.
Neither did I.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I've learned a lot of new stuff. Like, you know, it's crazy that the more you learn about anime, the closer you learn about, well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, right, guys?
Hold up, I gotta get through
this.
It
is what it is.
I gotta get through this before I forget. So the thing about Shadman,
that's what I was hoping would happen.
Yeah, he had made one comic. I was sent this of these two nuns, and one of them was a very bad girl. So they had to go to a confessional, and they went to go tell the person on the other side of the, you know, room where you go to confess your sins how bad they've been. And so the other nun shoves her ass through the window, and then she has to pull the butt plugs out, and then she has to eat her ass in order to get God to forgive them, right? So the reason why this is all so important is because we
That's not what they do, by the way. I've been to confession.
Well, they don't do that?
No.
Why would anybody go to that?
I don't know.
Okay. The reason why this is important is because people, like they're doing with Mr. Beast right now, is they take, obviously it's terrible, but let's just keep it rooted in the facts. Okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast fakes his videos. That doesn't mean his chocolate is bad.
Okay? But I mean, if it like, okay, so I want to eat one of the Feastables now. Now that Mr. Beast is canceled, I want to know what I missed out on.
It's kind of like Hitler.
Okay.
Like, Hitler did a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
But I bet his artwork, it could have been good.
Well, the Volkswagen, people still use those.
Yeah.
Wait, the Volkswagen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's highways. Both derivative of Nazi Germany.
Oh, interesting. I never knew that.
Yeah. I just don't like when people lie. Except when I do it, then it's okay.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's way different.
It's for a greater goal.
Of course.
Speaking of greater goal, we have OnlyFangs coming up soon.
Oh, God. Yep,
you know, it's crazy. Like, we're playing WoW again. I'm playing League again with Soda Vey, Nick, and Lakari. Like,
dude, such good content.
Games are back.
Yes, dude. It's been so fun watching y'all play. Who's the worst? Nick.
Soda?
Wow.
As the jungler?
I thought it was Nick too, but I didn't know this. Nick used to be Diamond. A long time ago though, like literally like 10 years ago, but
just like all of other Nick's accomplishments.
Yeah, but he did.
Sad. What is Soda doing that's so bad?
Nothing. It's just, I don't know. Well, I got double lift in the call to coach Soda a little bit, and he lost both of those games. Ooh. And then we started winning after double lift left, so I was like,
If Soda needs, he's a jungler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the call, I'll coach him.
Oh, brother. I think he might actually, like, his head might explode.
No, I'll help him.
You'll help him?
I am the best jungler.
Don't you just go around and kill NPCs?
Okay, so the thing about jungling is, for micro players, they want to play like lions. But for macro players, you want to play jungle.
Oh, my God. You know what else is insane? So me and Lakari are playing on basically fresh accounts.
Yeah.
And then Vey and Nick don't, like, really play ranked. Only Soda's really played ranked recently. All of us placed plat, except Nick got gold, but he's very close to plat. So we all placed plat. Somehow playing with us, winning the same games, Soda got placed iron.
How in the fuck?
Well, he's bronze now. We won a game, but...
Oh, wow. How good
but,
for him.
Yeah, we all placed plat. He's fucking bronze. And I don't know how, because we were in the same games.
I did my placements. I did three of them. I won every single one. I'm gold 4. I don't know how he did that, especially if you're all on fresh accounts, because I could understand if it was taking pre-existing MMR to match him somewhere.
Well, it's for flex queue too, but you would think we would all have matching
MMR. That makes no fucking sense.
But they put him in bronze and the rest of us are plat.
So can you even queue with him?
Mm-hmm.
You can still queue.
There's no rank restriction for fives anymore.
Oh, shit.
Because people realize in most friend groups, there's like the one sweat that everyone else like actually has
one,
a life.
One guy that sucks.
So who's the best?
Lakari.
You forfeit that?
Yeah, he's good.
He's top?
Yeah.
Is he playing Gwen?
Gwen and Darius.
Dude, Darius is so fucking sick. Who are you playing? Bottom Jhin.
Jhin.
Cinder?
Yeah. No.
Do you have the $200 Jhin skin?
Nope.
Why not?
I refuse.
Okay.
Is it $200 Jhin skin? I thought there was one for Ari.
Yeah, it's red.
When we went to Riot, they said if we get diamond, they'll give it to me.
Oh, wow. Shit. Who's Vay playing? Is she your support?
She's mid. She plays like whatever. She's really good at Acel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Nick is support?
Yep.
So you have to talk to him?
Yep.
How's that going?
He likes to find different ways to say he's like coming to people. He's like, I'm coming here, like come to, like he really likes doing that. And I'm like, why? You keep doing that, dude.
Who's he play?
Leona, Yumi.
Oh, Yumi pick, that is so fucking cringe. Leona was sick though. I was hoping to play anybody that requires any ounce of skill, like Pyke or some shit. I don't know, man.
I asked him to play Pyke. He said no.
Oh, that's so fucking lame.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Emberu, a hacker and a career criminal. And lately, I've been pretty frustrated because today's sponsor, Cash App, comes with all sorts of security features to keep your money safe from people like me. It actually makes me so mad that I'm resorting to this for fun. That neighborhood is cooked. Outside of being a great way to send and receive money, Cash App also does a lot to keep your funds safe. It has security features like card lock and real-time transaction alerts so that when I try to steal all of Asmongold's money, it's way too hard. In fact, it's all been so difficult that I'm thinking about retiring from this life. Maybe I should download Cash App so I can do more with my money too. The smart thing to do would be to download Cash App for free today from the App Store or Google Play Store. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description so you can start resting easy knowing that your money is safe.
Cash. Yeah, what do you think about Swarm?
I was about
like, honest opinion.
I've been playing League of Legends too, guys.
I've been
playing the Swarm. I actually like it. I think it's pretty good.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a lot better than what I had expected.
How do you think it compares? Because I actually think it's way worse than Vampire Survivors or Holocure.
I think Holocure is one of the best ones, really. I mean, Death Must Die was really good. Tales of Torment was very good. I think that Swarm plays very well, but there's not as much depth to it. It's not as interesting.
It doesn't tickle the brain the same. Yeah. Like, the builds don't feel that, I don't know.
Yeah, I just played Jinx and ran around and shot stuff. I cleared all of the hard modes, and I did one extreme mode. I lost, and then I basically just gave up.
Have you done co-op yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, we got to do that.
Why is that?
Because the game isn't fun unless you co-op.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy because for me, it's usually the opposite.
Yeah, I
actually agree with you. I played it co-op. I thought it was more fun solo.
Yeah, I just
it's too easy with a group.
I just don't play. I don't play well with others.
You played with Hopper, though.
Yeah.
Who's that?
So.
Like one of the best players in the
Hopper
world.
Hopper is my friend that I've known for 6 years. She has a medical condition, so she's perma stuck inside. So therefore, she's devoted her life to playing League. She's a master tier player, and she wrote a fucking Swarm guide because she's so addicted to Swarm.
I played the game with one of the best players on Earth, and it was too easy. Play with someone who sucks. Put Soda in there.
I don't want to play with someone that sucks in that game.
You
want
to play with Soda?
I mean, if it were Vampire Survivors, I would play with someone that sucked. Not saying that Soda sucks, but Swarm's whatever to me.
Oh my
god. It's a C or B tier thing.
I think it's okay. It's been fun to play, right?
Yeah. For me, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, anytime that's one of those new games, I'll always try it out. I really like the Vampire Survivors games because it literally takes no brain and no skill. And so I can just play them completely AFK.
You know, Nikke has a Vampire Survivors game.
I didn't know that, actually. What the fuck?
Yep. They have Vampire Survivors in the game on Nikke.
Wow. Maybe I should download it.
You should.
Yeah.
Big old titties, big old ass.
I mean, I feel like a lot. I didn't know, out of the characters that you can play in the Swarm, only one of them is a guy. They're all other girls.
Who's the guy?
I think it's, hold up.
Wait, Yasuo or something like that?
Yeah.
It's a cat boy or
Isn't
some
there,
shit.
Isn't there Set in there?
No.
Oh.
There's, Alawi, Jinx, the singer girl.
Seraphine.
Yeah, she's there.
Briar,
Leona.
Briar.
Briar. Briar's my favorite, by the way. She's so fucking fun. There's Riven. There's
Miss Fortune?
Characters.
Oh, no. She's
No,
in
she's the
game.
Buff that walks around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is Yasuo in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, I don't know. It's some cat boy. Like, I don't
fucking... Did they literally make a Yasuo harem skin line?
Jesus.
Disgusting.
That's great. Wow.
Filthy.
Disgusting.
Oh, by the way, I just want to do this a big plug.
Yeah.
Because I'm very excited. Finally. One of Mizkif's plans is going to actually go through. And no. I'm going to say it right now because I'm so confident it's going to happen. August 15th. And if this isn't correct, I'm going to be so fucking angry because this has been pushed back 3 times. August 15th, allegedly, Camp Canute's coming back.
That's pretty soon, Camp actually. Canute. Wow.
Yes.
That's very soon.
I cannot
soon.
Fucking wait because I have canceled 2 months of content plans because I was told it was happening 2 months ago.
Wow.
I was told it was happening this month, and now I'm being told it's happening next month.
Don't you just react to drama videos? What'd you have to cancel?
Well, I...
Sorry.
So I could plan to do...
Question.
I could have planned to do other things, like host big events, but...
Oh, okay.
Because
okay,
I have
okay.
the gacha cast.
But wouldn't it make sense to do it at the same time, to like hype on hype? You know?
Well, no, I kind of just really want to... I like focusing on one thing at a time. Okay, I think it's my autistic trait. Sure. Right? But now I get to do Camp Canute and I am so fucking stoked, man. I am the lowest weight I have ever been in my whole life since I was 18, and I am the strongest I have ever been in my whole life since I was 18. And I promise you, during Camp Canute, I'm going to be a freak of fucking nature. I am going to go so hard. I am going to work out so fucking much. I'm prepping. I'm going to kill. I still won't outlift Lucari because his genetics are just better. But, oh, dude, I cannot wait. I think Camp Canute was the best content I've ever been a part of on Twitch. It's been the most life-changing for me, life-changing for other people, and I just love the boys hanging out with the boys. Like, dude, it's so fucking... And I miss Canute, man. I miss that guy so fucking much. Are you guys going to come do Camp Canute at all for like a day?
That's really funny, man.
I know.
That's great. I like that. He's full of jokes today, guys. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, well, you did. Last time I tried to bench the bar, I couldn't, so...
Jesus.
You can't do 45 pounds?
Well...
Last time was when my cousin, who's a bodybuilder, she came down and we did a stream. She had to help me bench the bar.
How did you carry around the Miko?
Miko?
Well, she has like some leverage and like also like holding it to your chest is easier than like, you know what I'm saying?
But was it
Is that how you bench? Do you bench like this?
It was difficult. Okay, man. Well, you know what I meant.
Man.
You know what I meant.
Yeah. Dude. Well, no, you did one episode of Camp Canute. You were the judge.
Yeah, I showed up for the last day.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. Like, oh, wow, great job, guys. This was awesome. Yeah, see you next year.
Yeah. So you wouldn't do one day?
I don't know. I mean, it's a lot to do, man.
It actually is a lot to
do.
I love it, man. I fucking love the gym.
Working out isn't the problem. It's the eating.
True.
Yeah, that'd I'm not a big eater.
So I'm doing a new thing. Accidentally. I found out what I was doing accidentally, which I've been accidentally intermittent fasting for like the past 2 weeks.
I do that every day.
Yeah. It's actually really good. So it's like you wait 4 hours after waking up to eat. Then you take 8 hours to eat as much as you want. And then you wait 4 hours before you go to sleep before you eat again. And dude, it's working really well for me. So I am hoping, I am right now 243 pounds. I'm hoping I will be 220 when Camp Canute's over. That is my dream weight. I'm hoping to God. And I want to be able to run a 6 minute mile. I also want to do that.
Yeah, you can be able to do that. That'd be fine. Yeah, 6 minutes, pretty easy.
You've done that?
Yeah, when I was like 13.
Really?
Yeah, long,
13 minutes, 6 minute mile?
Less.
My problem. Wow. My fastest mile time, guess?
8 minutes, 8.5 minutes.
Never finished.
Oh.
I just can't do it, bro. I was like, I'm good. I'll pass.
Did you guys not have that thing at your school where they'd make like the mile punch cards and you'd like run around and they'd like give you like the fitness things?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have that.
Yeah,
you had that too? Did you do that?
Yeah.
I went crazy on that. I had like all the little like token things.
Oh, I didn't get that. They made me do the pacer test and I would be like...
Oh, I actually love the pacer test.
I was one of the only people that would do it for the entire fucking class.
Yep.
And every time I would be like, I'm just going to run 20 paces back and forth and I'm going to stop. But then I see the people that haven't stopped. I'm like, that kid's fat. He's not beating me.
Yep.
And I just keep going.
I had a really proud gamer moment at the arcade. It was one of my homies' birthdays, and they threw a party at Pinballs. I love that fucking place. Yeah. And it was me and like 25 other people. Oh my God. Do you know the number one ego check at the arcade? When was the last time you went to the arcade? Recently?
Probably the last time I probably went to the arcade.
Like 2 weeks ago for me.
Oh, fuck. Okay, yeah. It was, we had a, there was a Starforge thing
yeah.
that we had, like a company party.
Oh, I remember that. The yeah. team building thing.
Yeah, two years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, we did the old punching machine.
Uh-huh.
High score, baby.
Wow.
Dude, that is like the equivalent of having sex 1,000 times in 30 seconds. That feeling is insane when you knock the piss out of that.
And you're then, the apex predator?
Yeah, I'm a predator.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Probably not the best time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, never mind. Next August. So here's the other crazy thing. There's also this game that I'm really fucking good at because I'm from the South. I'm a little bit of a redneck myself. I used to do a lot of hunting when I was a kid. However, I went up against one of the best shooters and one of the best shooters that I've ever experienced. I played trophy hunting, bear and moose, big buck hunting.
Yeah.
And Seer was there. And Seer bitched me. He's nuts. And also, holy fuck, I saw Jimmy play DDR. He's insane. Good. He's like really fucking good. Nuts. He told me that he won your tournament.
Yeah, he did. The finals was him and Trihex, and then I think me and Moist Critical were also top four.
What place did you get? Because you're the best DDR player I knew.
I got third. Trihex and Jimmy are both way better than me, but that's why I invited them, because I knew that they were way better.
I had no clue.
They're really fucking good.
Like, he had like 40 people around him watching him play DDR.
Really?
Yeah, yes, no,
Jimmy's,
it was so
Jimmy
fucking
is
cool.
fucking insane. And Trihex is like, honestly, like pretty close to him.
Damn. Yeah.
It's just that Jimmy has way better techniques, so he has more stamina than Trihex.
He barely moves his legs.
He's like, that's why it's good.
He barely touches the pad because when I play, I'm like stomping my shit on each individual button pad. But
yeah, that's how you get tired.
Yeah. It's been good. But yeah, it was a good-ass birthday party.
God damn. Yeah, I didn't even know that. I tried to play DDR, and I just played it with a controller a few times, and I was like, I'm not going to get the fucking mat. It was too much work. And also, actually, the real reason why I never played DDR is that I never had enough floor space that wasn't messy to put down the mat. That's yeah. the real truth. I could never do that.
And by the way, there's another thing that I wanted to talk about yeah. was the whole shit with Ninja. Have you seen the shit with Ninja?
Which shit?
The one where he says he'll never be alone in a room with a woman.
Oh, alone yeah. in a room?
Yes.
That's right.
Well, I remember him saying he doesn't collab with girls because of people like misunderstanding or being cringe, but he'll never be alone in a room.
Yeah, he'll never collab with a woman and he'll never be in the same room as a woman. Now, we should talk about this.
I think that this is the male version of would you rather be alone in the forest with a man or a bear? This is that thing for guys. Because there's a lot of guys that feel this way. And I think that you can logically like figure out that it's stupid. But because there's a fear that there could be a false accusation or your significant other could interpret this as being cheating or something like that, that fear causes guys to not want to take the risk.
Okay, so
I think that's what happens.
Where do we think the blame lies for this issue on the internet? Because I don't think it's just one guy thinking this.
Oh, no. There, a lot of people think this. Like, for example, Mike Pence, who used to be the vice president for Trump.
Yeah.
He also said the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's actually an extremely common thing. I think that some guys view it as, like, there's a lot of different perspectives, right? Some guys are like, all girls are hoes and they're going to lie about you.
Right. Other so guys telling the truth.
Right. Yeah. And so, like, and then there's all guys, my wife or my girlfriend is going to, you know, interpret this as being like something problematic. Or the third is like, it's a respect thing, right? They view it as like just a cultural thing that you don't do.
I will say, I have had my fair share of extremely jealous exes. And I will be real, when somebody says, and this is a lot more common than people might think.
I think the reason why Ninja's doing that is because of his wife.
Yeah,
I don't even think it's because of him.
Just based on past things he said. But it could be the first one a little bit too.
Yeah.
That is also 1,000,000% what I think. Because I think that that fear, that insecurity comes from somewhere. I do think it's a mixture of social media and having a wife. Because there are some people, quite literally, where it's like, if they find out that you are hanging out with one girl, there's this idea that men and women cannot just be friends is insane to me. Or like the fact that a man and woman can't be in the same room without having sex immediately when they're alone for 30 seconds is insane. And their insecurities gets projected onto you. And it's just so fucking insecure. It's kind of, that being said, that same kind of mentality really also stems from Twitch chat as well, because I will be real. If I cosplay or if I collab with a VTuber immediately, so yeah, how was she?
Exactly, right? And so that's the reason. And so like you look at it from Ninja's POV, and you have, like, obviously you've had this wife for, like, fucking ever, and you've been, you know, with her before you even got popular, and I bet she probably gets jealous a lot when he does other things with other people, because she could view it as, like, oh, well, he could go and find somebody else. And especially, I think that dating somebody who gets really popular like that, it would be hard not to feel insecure about that. And so if I look at it from the perspective that Ninja is doing this because of his wife's insecurity or trying to avoid a potential problem, it does make sense. Even though, like, I think it's kind of, it's like a silly thing to do.
Yeah, but I think that's like pretty far. But I mean, if that's what they want to do, then I guess.
Yeah.
Here's my opinion on cheating. And I'm curious what you guys think. Because obviously a lot of people fucking cheat.
Yeah.
A lot of people cheat. I have never been one to worry about being cheated on, and I've never wanted to be sad about actually being cheated on. And the reason why I never really give a fuck is due to the fact that if the person who I love would actually do that to me, well, then I had no idea who the fuck they were. And I realized they were an image of what I thought they were rather than the actual person that they actually are. So me personally, this is going to sound fucking insane. Like if I were to be cheated on, it would actually be more of a relief. That way I don't have to waste time spending time with a person that I had no idea who they were to begin with. I don't really care.
I think that a lot of people feel that way, but that doesn't change that like when it happens, people get like really fucking hurt, obviously.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure there are some people who will probably be from
that. This is crazy when people stay with people that cheated on them.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, like, you know, attachment go crazy, but that's insane to me.
So
I feel bad for those people.
I don't understand when people stay with someone who is of what they perceive to be a sound mind that cheat on them. I can understand if someone suffers from a mental illness and perhaps they say, well, maybe they couldn't help it.
Seems like an excuse to me.
Yeah,
like,
I don't agree with that, but at least it's a little bit better. Yeah. I don't agree with that, but I'll tell you,
like, so I've been cheated on like maybe one, maybe two times, right? Like between one and two, depending.
I've been cheated on once. And I remember. By a woman, of course.
Fuck women. Hey,
it's what they do, guys.
Everybody here, same.
Yeah. And so I remember I was talking to them and I was playing WoW and it was in Legion at the same time. And I was thinking when I realized that it had happened, I wasn't even mad. I was like, I really need to see if Zach wants to hang out tomorrow because like I just had some time open up. And like I remember thinking to myself, I'm like, I actually really don't give a shit about this at all. Like finally it's over. I'm going to move on with my life. And it was like,
I felt the same way.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I felt bad like residually like, oh yeah, I spent a lot of time with this person and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
It's like you feel bad and it's like, ah shit, right? This is too bad. But really, was I bothered by it? Not really, no. Yeah. I mean, because this was like, this is the kind of girl that I love you and I hate you would be able to, you would read the both of those things inside of one frame of DMs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's why it makes me sad when you see people stay with people that cheated on them. Because I'd say that most people, if they get cheated on, they're going to be like, okay, well, it wasn't about me. Clearly, this person is like crazy or like they need like more validation or something.
She was crazy, by the way. Like fucking straight up.
They're like a piece of shit or like they just needed the attention for their self-esteem. But then the people that stay with them, they're probably like, oh, it's because I wasn't good enough or I wasn't doing enough.
Yeah, that's really sad when somebody gets cheated on. The first thing they ask themselves is, man, what did I do wrong?
Well, maybe I did do something wrong. Maybe I am inadequate.
Yeah, but
at the end of the day, like I'm still going to go to Taco Bell with my friend the next day, right?
Yeah.
Like that's still going to happen.
No, but
I'm still going to finish the daily quests.
I just hope there's nobody out there watching this podcast where they've been cheated on and they blame themselves. It's just very depressing. It doesn't matter. Like, let's just say worst case scenario. You neglect your partner a little bit. oh, so let me get this right. I neglect you for 1 week, which means you get to go fuck somebody else guilt-free. Makes no fucking sense. It's very easy to say, I'm unhappy in the relationship. I would like to leave and then go fuck somebody else. I have zero tolerance for cheaters.
I don't even think about it. Like, it's like, because both of those outcomes end the same way.
Yep.
They end the same way, and I'm not really upset about this. I try not to think about it. I try not to take things personally.
Yeah.
People are gorillas. They're monkeys, right? And so you see monkey, you think they give a fuck about fucking, you know, monogamy? Absolutely not.
I think the difference for me is that I understand both actions end the same, but I think it's very different. Like, the morality that's involved in not just telling a partner who's someone you would at least maybe loved at a point, you don't have the respect enough to just leave them. It's kind of like killing somebody. Like, if someone is strangled in their sleep, like if a dude kills like a fucking kid and he like strangles them in their fucking sleep versus like a combat soldier like shoots an enemy terrorist. Like, for me, I think there's like a difference in the morality of like the action that occurred.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to an extent, sure.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the same result. You know? That's the way it ends up. And so, I don't really think about that a whole lot. Sure. Like, as I've said, I've pretty much only dated crazy girls because any girl that would be willing to date me would have to be crazy. And so I've had to deal with this many times. And I'm at this point very used to it. If I have to deal with somebody being psycho, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to let you cool down. You know, it's like an enraged phase on a lot of bosses is like, you know, 2 minutes. For people, it's about 2 hours. And then by the end of that, everything is going to be fine.
Can I give you guys like a little bit of lore? So I thought I've been having a heart attack for the past 20 minutes, but I was bloated.
Okay.
So I got the burp out, guys. I just want to let you guys know.
That would be crazy if you had a heart attack right now, though.
Please record that.
Though. Yeah. We'll clip it. Don't worry.
I was sitting there being like, am I having a heart attack or am I bloated? Yeah. I'm like, oh, finally the burp.
Wait, having a heart attack feels like being bloated?
Yes. Yeah. So for having a heart attack, it'll feel sometimes like there's bloating. There'll be a little bit of pressure in your heart. And also like a shooting pain will go through your arm.
Oh, but like the left one, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Not always, actually. The left is just more common.
Yeah, which is also really funny because my left shoulder really hurt because I just got back from working and I fucked my left shoulder.
Ooh.
So I was like, bloating and shooting pain. Am I dying?
And you just didn't say anything?
No.
Okay.
No, I do this every stream. I can't tell you how many times I do a stream and I'm like, am I dying? I just keep fucking going.
I guess 6 hours later, I guess not.
No, I tell my chat, I'm
time to go to Taco Bell.
Like, hey, tell you guys know, I had a panic attack for the past 2 hours, but we are all good. It's crazy how strong the human mind is. And placebo is such a powerful drug. I was one of the kids who absolutely thought I was ficked by taking sugar pills when I was a kid.
You thought you were what?
Oh, so like when somebody tells, like you know, when you have an issue and then
sugar
they say—
pills?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't understand. You thought you were what? Fixed?
Yeah, I thought there was something wrong with me. And so one of my parents gave me a sugar pill. And I was like, oh, it fixes everything? Wow. I took it.
I went even farther than that.
Okay.
So I used to, I would get sick every period before I had to go to AP English.
Yeah.
How coincidental. And I would go to, it was actually pre-AP or something. It was like honors English in like eighth grade. And I would go down to the nurse's office and I figured out a way that, because I swear to God, I looked at what like the monks did, their breathing techniques. And because apparently a monk can cool a towel that's wet off of their back by just their body heat, by breathing a certain way in order to like pass certain tests. And so you can breathe in certain ways that will cause you to increase your body temperature. So I would do this. And then I would have them take my temperature. It would say 101. And I would fucking tell my mom, you have to come get me. And I actually convinced her that one of the things that would make me feel better was Taco Bell.
He learned monk fire breathing to get out of AP English. That's crazy.
And I did this all the time. And I just got down to the path. Like I would get two lunches at the same time.
That's insane. Wait,
okay. Yes. Can you walk me through how to fire breathe? Do you remember?
Yes.
So what do you do to fire
breathe? I don't know. It's hard to describe it. Like,
how'd you learn?
I looked at it from a book and also from a movie. I watched movies and the way that they did it.
Wait, can you do it for like 10 seconds, if you remember how to breathe that way?
No, actually, to be totally honest with you, I don't really remember how to do it that well.
Okay.
Like, I used to be able to do it a lot better. It was like in your stomach. It's like very, very low in your stomach, below your belly button.
Bro, what if like it actually wasn't doing anything and he was just always sick?
Yeah. Oh, well, there's probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, you know what's unfair? Netflix hides thousands of shows and movies from you based on your location. And then they have the nerve to slowly creep up prices on you? Sure, you could just cancel your subscription and admit defeat. Or you could use today's sponsor, ExpressVPN, like I do, to get your full money's worth out of them. That's right. Lots of streaming services actually hide content from you based on your location. But ExpressVPN allows you to swap your online location easy peasy, so you can control where they think you're located. Isn't that right, Jay? With servers in over 100 countries, you should have no problem firing up the app on your phone, laptop, tablet, smart TV, and so on to give them the old run around. It's super flippin' fast, so you can stream in crispy quality while keeping your online actions private. Isn't that right, Jay? That's right. ExpressVPN reroutes your traffic through an encrypted tunnel so you can browse in peace and private just like I do. I just popped open ExpressVPN on my phone, selected South Korea, tapped a button to connect, refreshed Netflix, and was able to watch The Dark Knight. Get your money's worth at expressvpn.com/steakandeggs. Use our link in the description to get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/steakandeggs.
Hey, did you see the drag queen Olympic intro?
Oh yeah, I did see that.
And so were they trying to remake the Last Supper with Jesus Christ with a bunch of like transsexual women and drag queens or no?
Apparently that wasn't the intention, or at least it wasn't the interpreted intention.
Yeah.
And it was instead just a Greek bacchanal, which is a traditional, like just basically big feast, right? Yeah. And but if you look at the photo, you can't get mad at people for thinking that it's the Last Supper. It looks just like it.
Yep.
So yeah, that's basically what happened.
Okay, and so the internet freaked the fuck out because the intro was less good than the one that was 20 years ago. I'll be real. I don't know anybody who watches the Olympics anymore. Do people still watch that shit?
They can't because everything gets DMCA'd.
Oh.
Yep, they DMCA'd me. Yeah, I had my video taken down talking about it.
I think the last time I actually gave a fuck about the Olympics was probably Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Like, has there been anybody cool since then?
I don't know what happens in the Olympics. I have no idea.
So pretty much they do physical things and they see who can do it the best.
They run around.
Yeah, they run around, they play. Yeah, there's like a relay race. They swim in puddles.
They can
swim.
Jump really high, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like who cares?
Flip around.
Yeah, and then this is some. I mean, I'll be real. I do think the concept of being the best in the world is something that was very cool. However, the Olympics bores the fuck out of me. However, Ms. Kiff's strongman competition was awesome.
Really?
Got a little bit of lore. Apparently, that was supposed to be Canute's event.
Ooh.
Oh, but Canute's not back.
Not here in time.
Ms. Kiff stealing content. Yep. Some things never change.
I know.
How was it?
It was fucking amazing.
Really?
I love it. I'm absolutely in love with lifting weights right now. I really hope that pray to God we're still doing this in a year. Because I love this. My favorite part of my Mondays. I'm hoping that I look way different from now towards the next year.
Well, you were fatter before.
I was.
And you're less fat now. And so, I mean, things are improving.
I love it, dude. I'm also crushing on bench right now.
Yeah.
But I want to do that shit, man. I think I actually want to start training for strongman. I think it would be a fucking blast.
That's a lot of work, man.
It is absolutely a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I'm really trying to prioritize the things that I really enjoy doing in life right now. And just kind of relaxing even more than I already am. Spending time with my friends. I went for a hike in the mountains today. I went to the gym, worked out.
In the mountains?
Yep.
The mountains of Texas?
Oh, sorry. When I think mountains, I think like a bunch of trees. It was more like a forest.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
It was awesome. It looks like a World of Warcraft map, by the way. I'd really like to take you guys there. I think you'd really like it. I really want to get Dr. K back out here. And then take us all for a hike in the wilderness.
Okay.
Just to like check in. Because I love that guy. I hope I get to see him again soon. But yeah, I think that would be really good. Just to talk about like how we're feeling with Alok. Because he's the fucking man. But yeah, like these dudes... We're throwing up like 1,000 pounds on deadlift.
That's a lot.
What the fuck? 1,000 pounds. That's like a insane fucking refrigerator.
No, a refrigerator is like 200 pounds.
That's like five refrigerators.
That's
like,
crazy, right?
That's a lot of refrigerators. And like they're taking these 80-pound bags and throwing them up 30 feet.
Yeah.
Like they're made of paper.
If I have 100 pounds, I'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, they can throw Emmy to the roof.
I could go through the ceiling.
And they're not doing it once. They're doing it five times in a fucking row.
That's insane.
And the crazy thing is, the world record holder for the log clean and press, which is essentially take a log, bring it here, throw it up.
It pushed up.
Put it up. The world record holder was there. I am so sorry. I met him in person. I forgot your name. I'm retarded. I am so fucking sorry. He was there. He set the record at 32 years old a couple years ago. And there was a new athlete in Austin, Texas, dude with the craziest mullet you've ever seen, almost did what he did at age 22.
Good for him, man.
I almost witnessed a world. Yeah, here it is. This guy.
Damn.
This is the world record weight. He's 22 years old. I think there's 1,145 pounds. Like, he gets it up. He was that close to setting a fucking record.
That's crazy.
Damn.
22 years old.
Holy shit.
Like, that guy was a fucking
machine.
Beast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on commentary right there. Yeah, that shit was awesome.
Wait, why didn't nobody react?
Well, the vibes were off. Yeah, the vibes were off. I was stoked.
That's unfortunate.
Whenever I'm on a Miz stream, I get very self-conscious about how loud I'm talking because I know if I'm loud, everybody's going to fucking bring it up. I love this shit, man. I really hope we do more stuff like this in Austin. This all be real. I really hope that this is what I can really push on doing. I really hope I can get my chat to enjoy working out and doing strongman shit because I think this is what I want to do. I think I just really want to get fucking strong and just do cool shit. I really love promoting fitness and healthy lifestyle shit. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, dude, I'm even getting into cleaning. Oh God. I don't know what's happening. I enjoy cleaning now.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I will literally offer to like go to people's houses just to help them clean up their house.
Nah, Tectone normal arc. This is not okay. You got to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, I'll say it. Gotcha games are getting kind of boring.
No.
Not looking good, guys.
Yeah, you even said you're not going to do OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm gonna go wipe the red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I already gave him advice, guys, and so if it, yeah.
Oh, wait, I meant to ask you guys before. So during the meeting today, a bunch of people were kind of like pushing for me to try tank, and I was like, I'm kind of down, but. Is it like that bad to
That's
learn
easy
like
fuck.
Warrior?
It's so easy.
Like warrior. So it's easy. Like if you're leveling.
You're I'm going to glaze you. You're really good at video games. It will not be hard for you. You will pick it up easy. It's not harder than fucking League PvP.
No, I'm sure like the class is easy, but like for hardcore leveling.
No, you're chilling.
Well, like, you're going to probably have people helping you, so it won't matter.
Yeah, you'll level up to 60 in like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I heard that warrior's a lot harder than healer, so.
It's classic WoW. It's not fucking hard. These people like to romanticize how difficult it is. Just press your fucking buttons.
Well, I just don't want to like, you know, get to like 40 and then die because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
You won't.
Why would you not just use your priest?
Because they're talking about all of us starting over.
Holy shit.
Oh, I'm not doing that. I'm good.
That's going to be hard to get everybody together for. Oh my God.
There were 50 people in the call today.
Holy shit.
And it was like... just soda adding people in Discord, so I'm sure a lot of people didn't even know.
Yeah, if Maybe. We're restarting, I'm good. I'm playing on Tank Town. I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Absolutely fuck that.
I mean, I didn't even go to the first one. You know, yeah. I was like the only person that didn't do it. So. I mean,
I'll be real, and this I'm going to do the uncomfortable truth that nobody here is willing to admit. The hardest part about Classic WoW is not playing the game. The hardest part of Classic WoW is just knowing 39 other people to do a fucking raid with. That's it. There's no difficulty in that game whatsoever. There's zero.
And not having a taunt resist or something stupid happen or losing focus. That's usually what happens is that you're not paying attention and you fuck up, which is why I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I will go AFK while I'm playing the game and I will fuck up. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But I'm just letting you know, every opportunity I get, I'm going to just kill us all.
As I said, fire more.
Firemaw.
Firemaw is the boss you do it on. Is the boss. You can kill everybody on Firemaw.
I really don't think we'd beat one single fight.
Yeah?
In BWO. Yeah, I think everybody's so rusty. And I don't think anybody would actually be willing, realistically, to actually prepare for another 3 weeks. Get pre-raid bis. Fuck that, bro. That shit was a nightmare. I'm good. You really think I can't play if I just play my normal character?
Well, they discussed that as a possibility, like everyone just using their old characters and just like going straight into it, but they seemed like more interested in like the leveling content. I mean, that's what 95% of what OnlyFans was.
Leveling content?
Yeah.
I was hoping it would just be like a special. Go in, die.
That might happen, yeah.
Thank God. If that's it, then I will actually try, but fuck that. Anyway, any other way. No, I'm good, bro. That's fucking ridiculous. By the way, when was the last time y'all lied?
Last time I lied.
You're about to see it.
Right now?
Well, the joke would be that I'm lying because I wouldn't tell you the actual last time.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's complex. The last lie you told.
I don't know.
Really? Oh, I lie about stuff all the time. Actually, I very rarely actually lie because I find it boring. I think it's better to manipulate the truth.
Okay, so give me an example.
Okay, so when I used to Ninja Loot stuff, I would tell people I would have all these different ways to misdirect people from posting the loot rules. And then sometimes I would joke around. I said, oh, we're just going to loot everything to me. And I would say it as a joke. Everybody was laughing, except for me. It wasn't so funny because it was going to happen. They weren't laughing when the boss died. And stuff like that. You know, it's like...
So that way, if the GM got reported on you, then you would have plausible deniability. Like, oh, I told him.
That's the whole reason.
That is so sick.
And I never got in trouble. Not even once.
That is so fucking sick.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't actually like to lie. Very rarely do I actually lie. I'm trying to think if I... Fuck. I don't know.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What's up, Punchies? And welcome to Season 2, which is our biggest update yet. First up, Rumble Runs. Queue up for a Rumble Run and go on a run of multiple game modes and rounds against the same group of players in a Grand Prix-style competition. After each round, the lowest scoring players get cut, narrowing down the match. For the final round, all scores are wiped, and it's a winner-take-all Punch Royale. Next is the highly requested Tournaments. Bind to the tournament, queue up, and compete to place for big rewards. Playing in tournaments earns you progress on a brand new seasonal tournament track, which lets you win the exclusive Jester Hat and Frosty, the baby ice dragon emote. Now, Season 2. We've got a brand new Rumble Pass with 3 times more cosmetics than Season 1, and an even better price for both Super and Super Plus. Grab the Super Plus Rumble Pass and get all these cosmetics, including Blazy. And that's it for Season 2. We've got a ton more stuff planned, so let us know in Discord or on social what you'd like to see next in Rumble Club. And we'll see you in the arena.
My problem is I lie fucking constantly.
Yeah.
But I do it...
I read that on Twitter.
Yeah, but the problem is I do it to help people.
Oh.
People ask me questions they don't want the answers to.
Like what?
Okay. You want me to actually say it?
Yeah.
And you want me to pray to God that the person who I'm talking about isn't watching?
Okay.
Okay. So there are a lot of people that I fucking hate.
Okay.
I hate so many motherfuckers. It's ridiculous. Because for me, the way that I operate is when I meet somebody, there is one of two options.
Yeah.
I'm either going to hate them or I'm either going to love them with my whole heart.
Okay.
There's very, very rarely middle ground. There is a lot of people who have to say, oh yeah, man, we're good.
Well,
yeah,
that's
we're great.
No, you always want to do that. That's smart.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to let people know you don't like them.
Yep, because I just don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's easier because like it's always better to stab somebody in the back.
Jesus.
Well, they can't react.
Yep.
What do you mean?
That's right.
They can't parry.
Yep. It's just, oh God, it's so annoying. I don't know how these motherfuckers who have attempted to like completely fuck me can look me in my eyes and say, hey, we're cool, right? No, absolutely not.
Well, they just don't care, right? They probably feel guilty about it and they're looking for validation.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they're doing it, I would assume, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know, but that's usually what it is.
Ooh, or I also played Mafia last night.
What is that? That's like Among Us, right?
It's Among Us in real life.
Okay.
AKA the best party game to play of all time.
Okay.
Oh man, I'm a bad man in that game.
Really?
It is fucked up. I will rip your heart out. I will marinate the fuck out of you from frame one, man. There's just something about it. Because once again, it's not that I'm good at lying. I really think I actually think I'm quite poor at lying. I have several tells that I'm very aware of when I lie, like a very fun one. And the worst thing is I'm aware of it and I still can't stop. When I lie, I will avert eye contact.
Yeah.
Because I'm a very eye contact heavy person, right? When I lie, I can't look. If I respect you, I can't look you in the fucking eyes when I lie.
Yeah.
So fucking quick little tap to the top left, top right. Then continue being locked in.
Yeah.
Don't look for that when I talk to you now.
I usually don't. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. But yeah. And Mafia, I don't think that I'm good at lying. I think I'm very good at telling the truth. And I think that's the most powerful thing, which I agree. Maybe that's manipulating the truth.
Well, that makes it more interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like lying is cheating.
It is.
Yeah. Because it's too easy to tell something that's not true. Somebody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So what about you, Emmy? Last time you told a lie.
I honestly don't know.
You just don't lie.
I mean, I do the same thing Asmin does, but not for the same reason.
For me, it's fun.
I don't like outright lie. I'll just like omit things or like spin it positively. But it's not because I'm fucking with people. It's because like I'm just trying to like, you know, not cause problems.
So it would be like this. Yeah, I was in a room with my dad and he hit me. Right? You tell them that story.
Yeah.
But then the whole story is... Yeah, I was in a room with my dad and then I broke his TV. I fucking snapped his bed in half. I killed his cat and then he hit me.
Yeah.
Both are still true. But one makes you look a little bit better than the other one. No,
it
doesn't
sure it? Does, yeah.
Would you ever... This genuine question.
Oh, fuck.
This is a genuine fucking question. Okay? We're all from different times. Us a little bit more than you. I'm 30. You're
not that far off.
Me and you?
I'm 26.
That's weird.
That's weird.
You're getting old.
Man.
Serious question. Is there ever a scenario where physically punishing your kids is acceptable?
Yeah, I think it would be. Like, for example, if like your kid tries to hit you, I think you should defend yourself. Sure.
Okay. What about if they were to steal something? So like, for example, this is going to sound crazy.
Yeah.
Me personally, I don't think I would be able to do it. Because I'm very good at communicating myself now. However, I will say, looking back on my childhood, I got hit a lot. That shit learned me real quick.
So I think it's a horrible thing to do that.
Yeah.
I do. And it's illegal in a lot of places, like for example, Sweden. Yeah. So I don't think any form of physical punishment is a good solution for a kid. Like for example, like my dad. Like my dad was on the podcast. You guys saw him. He talked about how his parents beat the shit out of him very regularly. My dad never touched me.
Yeah.
Not even a single time. And so I think the parents that have to hit their kids are stupid.
Yep.
They're not able to create any degree of like implicit respect.
Yep.
And the only way they can do it is through a threat of violence. And I think that is a very scary thing to teach a kid. That the way to solve a problem is through violence.
They had this leather belt. It was a leather belt with metal animals on it.
Yeah.
Spank the fuck out of me.
Well, we did that to each other just for fun. Yep. Like my friends and I, we would just beat the shit out of each other for fun.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's my parents,
different. Yeah, it's kid on kid violence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
But that, no, I don't think you should ever hit a kid for any reason.
What about slightly holding their hand harder?
I don't know. I feel like there's like a huge spectrum of it. But
yeah, I feel like physically intimidating a kid at all is fucked up.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because like kids will remember that. They will because it's like, it's going to be like, it turns into one of those like core memories.
Yeah, it's scary. Yeah. Like they can't do anything.
It's like,
like if you squeeze the hand hard, they're like, oh, well, what if they do something worse?
Yeah. You ever get bullied in school?
That's a very interesting question because like, so I've had people make fun of me in school. But I made fun of other people too.
Wait, what'd you make fun of for?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Like what?
Like my teeth, number one. Number two, I was like poor, right? And so people would make fun of my clothes.
Wait, people
and
then, call you poor?
Yeah. And then people would say I was too skinny. They would make fun of me for being too skinny all the time.
I agree. I've seen older photos of you.
Right.
Your teeth were fucking huge.
They really were.
You grew into them though. Like they look normal now.
I would say actually I grew out of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's basically what happened.
I would probably also call you Big Tooth.
Uh-huh. Because they are. They're really big. Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think, what did I get called when I was in school? Oh, man.
Like, I wouldn't say I really got bullied, to be fair. Sure. No, not really.
Like, I would get called,
I never wanted to shoot up to school, so obviously I wasn't bullied.
Yeah, and you're white, so there's a very high probability you would have done that. Yeah, I would be called cracker and punk-ass white boy all the time.
I would be called that, too, but, like, those are for my friends.
Yeah, these people were not my friends. Yeah. I don't really think there was ever anything people made fun of. Oh, I played Yu-Gi-Oh! All the time, so I was called a fucking loser for that.
Yeah. Mm.
I was the kid who would bring my deck everywhere. I would like play kids in the cafeteria to where if I beat them, I would take their food or they would take mine. And I would cheat like fucking crazy. You know, Maneater Bug?
No.
So there's a card called Maneater Bug, Emmy. I believe it's a 2-star insect effect type from the original pack, which the power scaling of Yu-Gi-Oh! Has gone completely out the fucking window with like paragraphs upon paragraphs of text. But there's this card called Maneater Bug. Everybody has it. You put it in face down defense mode. When you attack it, it flips over and kills anything on the field. Mm. Fucking busted. I would put that shit at the very top. And then a card on the next set came out called Penguin Knight. And Penguin Knight, when you flipped it from face down to face up, you could return one of their cards. You could return 2 cards back to their hand. So I returned one of their cards and I returned Penguin Knight and then play him down again for an infinite CC combo. And nobody ever thought I was cheating because the cards were so fucking bad. But the application was fucking awesome, bro. Oh my God, I miss those fucking days. You ever get bullied in school?
Not really.
You ever get called a slur?
A slur?
Yeah.
No.
Never? Have you ever been called a slur in your whole life?
Yes.
Which one?
The D
one.
You
can say it. The D one.
For gay people. But I'm bi. I'm not gay.
That's a rare one.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was always a slur. But yeah, I think that I was called a lot of slurs, but they were from my friends, and I called them slurs too.
That's, oh yeah, I'm sure my friends called me slurs, yeah, but I didn't count that. I meant like real, like hateful slur usage.
I remember there was a part of my life where I got so fucking angry because sometimes it felt that like, because obviously I get the joking mentality. There was a part where like my friends would treat me worse than my enemies because we would shit talk each other so fucking much.
That's so fun though.
No, but it would be so fucking bad, bro. Yeah. Like it was like a game of chicken for who could humiliate the other person the most. Oh man, it was all over League of Legends. Oh my God, I remember that. I remember I generally thought, holy fuck, dude, if my friends are like this, I do not need enemies. Holy shit, this is so bad.
There were two kids that I grew up with, and I'm not going to say who they are, but one of them was black and the other one was Mexican. Yeah. And they would play Halo online and they would take turns. And the one that wasn't playing would just sit there and say the worst fucking shit. And they would just say, like, you obviously, you know, all of the things you could assume and then some. It was crazy. But yeah, they're great friends.
Yeah, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah. So no,
on the internet.
I feel like getting bullied in school. In my school, nobody ever really got that bullied. It was not really that big of a thing. I remember there was one neo-Nazi, and then people would kind of be mean to him sometimes.
What does that mean?
Oh, that means like you hate minorities and you want to kill them.
Well, okay, and what's the difference between a Nazi and a neo-Nazi?
Well, it's just somebody who's a new version of it, right?
The neo, like neo means new.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so like current times as opposed to like
1940s.
You know.
Yeah. World War II, remember that? Yeah.
1942.
Nope. Nope.
Seriously?
That's
1936.
Right. Nope.
1800.
Wait, what? Getting closer.
Wait, when was it? When was it?
Well, 1939 to 1945.
I was close.
Yeah.
It's in the range.
Yeah, I was in there.
Well, it was wrong, but it was not that wrong.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't 100 years wrong.
Yeah, we're really like going to not, we're going to continue giving these YouTube commenters fuel, huh?
It's crazy, isn't it?
They love it, though.
It hasn't stopped. It's every fucking episode. There has not been an episode since I said that where they have let it go. It's every fucking comment, bro. I'm starting to lose my mind. They already forgot about Emmy forgetting how to read a clock.
I don't know
how to read a clock, though.
I don't think that was her fault.
Okay.
It is my fault because of genetics, but whatever.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like nowadays, I wonder if kids really get bullied a lot at school. I feel like they probably just get bullied on social media.
You don't get cyberbullied, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting, everything's changed, right? Because, like, in school, nobody really got pushed around or anything like that because you just got immediately removed from school.
Oh, I think people these days in school get their fucking ass whooped. Straight
really?
Up, I would beat the fuck out of people in my fucking school if
really?
I was still there. Oh, I would beat the fucking shit
yeah,
out of them.
Yeah, we never had any of that. We had, like...
I'm saying if I was a kid now,
yeah,
I would be beating the fuck out of other kids.
Why? Why now?
Some dumb fucking retard gonna come into school dressed as a dog.
Oh my God.
Throwing them in a locker.
That's not now. You didn't have any people like that at your school?
No.
We had girls that would go. I remember, dude, we had the fucking stupidest shit. So we would have these girls that would wear the tails and then they would have a fucking collar necklace.
Yep, I had that too.
And they would have their boyfriend drag them along while they were on their Heelys.
What the
fuck? Yeah. There was a girl at my school that, what are they called? Like, not like a lichen. There's like a word that they use for it, but she was like a wolf girl.
Yeah.
And so our cafeteria, there was this area with like a stairs and then like a skywalk to like get onto the second floor. So you could like walk over the cafeteria.
Yeah.
During lunch, she would go up there and howl.
That's
and
cute.
Like the first time it happened, like everyone was just kind of like no one, it was like probably like 200 kids, like no one reacted. And then she kept doing it and like people would just start like screaming at her but she just kept doing it.
Yeah, that's insane.
No, I think that's normal. That's fine. Yeah.
Oh.
It is what it is, right? I mean, is she going to do that for a while?
Nah. I feel like bullying is so important in school.
I think that it's important to let people know that it's not normal. But in my school, there were so many degrees of not normal that walking around with a tail and having somebody pull you around on a collar wasn't really that fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah, of course that's what they do.
I truly think that one of the more, like even more dangerous than bullying, right?
Yeah.
Making fun of someone for doing something, right?
Uh-huh.
People could acknowledge that that's like, oh, that's inherently bad. Everybody sees bullying and they say, that's bad. You're being mean to that person.
Yeah.
I think what's even more evil is being a absolutely senseless yes man to where you feed into everybody's narratives and you believe that what they're doing is just because you support them when you know it's wrong or you're too weak to tell them no. Because it's so much harder to identify from outside of perspective on like how dangerous that is to the human psyche. Just being like, oh yeah, you're totally right.
I don't
right.
think that's worse, but I agree that's bad.
Well, it's a lot harder to counteract because other people are like, oh yeah, wow, he's being so nice to this person. Like think about how many times someone has ever said, hey, stop being mean. Now think about how many times you've ever heard, hey, you're being way too nice.
Usually whenever people say positive things about me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I see that.
I'm just saying like when you feed into someone's narrative, especially for situations where you don't have both, when you don't have both like points of perspective, I think that's so bad to do.
I think there's a lot of people that enable stupid and weird and antisocial bad behavior by being afraid to confront it or thinking that it's a good thing or they are morally good by allowing it. I think that, that definitely does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like calling people out for that. Like, I'm trying to think of like some examples of that myself. Like, well, I know that for me, I used to always scream and vent. Like, and like I would scream constantly in raids. And one time my guild master was like, listen, if you ever do that again, I'm going to kick you out of the guild. And I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, I'm being serious. Don't ever do that. And, you know, that was followed with some slurs as well. And then I remember I sat there quiet and I was like, what the fuck? And now I'm like, I am 18 now. I probably should stop doing this, right? And then I stopped. And it was a good thing, right? And so like getting checked for those things is actually a very good thing. But it needs to be done in a way that's not mean-spirited.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Well, should we read some YouTube comments?
Yeah.
Perfect timing. I was about to say I need to pee and ask if I should wait.
Hell yeah, brother.
Okay. Emmy is on fire. I really like her character arc where she has to try and talk between two of the biggest egos on the internet.
I have a hot take. I really don't think me and you have an ego problem.
Of course I don't. I have the smallest ego, actually.
What the fuck?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I'm the most humble person.
I think we're both confident.
Yeah.
I don't think we either have egos.
I mean, like, to an extent, I feel confident about things, but not, you know, ego and not a whole lot.
I have both, but I don't, yeah.
Okay, Emmy, read one.
Tectone, the type of person to say, oh boy, don't mind if I do, when he sees a box of donuts.
Are we just calling me fat for fun? Okay. Never forget that Tectone thinks Stormy Daniels was a hurricane in the 1800s. No, I know. Wait. Hurricane in the 1800s. What the fuck is that?
By that time, I'm sure that'll probably happen.
No, trust me. I know exactly who Stormy Daniels is.
Yep.
And the last one is, when the video's barely out and people have already typed about Tectone and World War II.
Man, we need to do so that history crazy. Museum.
We really do.
That's
I need
a good idea.
Y'all need to bring me to Jesus.
To Jesus?
Yeah, he was in World War II, right?
We could go to a creation museum.
What is that?
Oh. Okay. So these are museums where they basically find ways to make science coincide with the Bible. With they make scientific
that sounds super
studies
interesting.
Like and they make it congruent with like the Bible. So like they would prove that man walked among dinosaurs. They would prove scientifically
that
Noah's Ark.
Amazing. We yeah.
Why don't we?
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I'll be real. I really don't give a fuck what we do. I just want to hang out with y'all. Okay. That sounds great, to be honest. I really enjoyed getting the mattress. Are you enjoying the new bed?
It's all right, yeah.
That makes
it's
me so happy.
It's better than the other one, right?
What?
Better than the other one?
I'd say so.
That's
yeah.
awesome. That makes all me right. so happy.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Cool.
Well, we fucking finished the episode. Guys, we're going to record a Patreon episode as well. Sorry about not doing it last week. We'll probably try to get back to doing it more regularly. But I want to say thank you guys for all the support. And we really appreciate it. And yeah, links in the description below. And we'll see you in the next one. All right.
Peace.
Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you. Cloudy day, and I